People were paragliding, kite surfing, and playing around on jet skis. Hardly a crime scene. "There's some feel-good festival going on here," I said. "We've come a week early to take a few days to chill out and get baked." "You'd better not be getting baked, Iris Fox."
"Not in the marijuana sense. Catching rays."
"Iris, the ozone layer resembles Swiss cheese. You are using suntan lotion."
Suntan lotion. My mum still called it that, despite me correcting her, the same way she called hot chocolate drinking chocolate. She was set in 1978 and always would be, no matter how far into the future the rest of the world moved.
"Yes, I'm using sunscreen," I said, walking down the beach and trying not to gawp at a ridiculously ripped bloke jogging down the steps from the lifeguard booth.
"Excited for your birthday? Only 3 more sleeps."
"I can't believe I'm going to be 17," I said. "Feels so old."
My mum scoffed at this.
"What about this launch party? Will there be press? Can I see it on YouTube?"
Florida was splashing onto the scene. It was going to be a stop on the following year's World Surf League Championship Tour, and the official announcement with all the details would be wrapped in a huge celebratory media launch. A Miami socialite had organised this party at a flashy hotel, and apparently a few celebs who surfed were coming. Cameron Diaz, Chris Hemsworth, that Sam guy from True Blood. There were also going to be some supermodels and NBA stars I'd never heard of, plus the mayor, the governor, and tons of other Miami power players. Oh, and a bunch of scruffy surfers, including me and Zeke. Florida had been home to some of history's greatest surfers, including the legendary Kelly Slater, who grew up on Cocoa Beach, so it seemed only right for it to be represented on the world surfing stage. I was looking forward to seeing how it all went down.
"Yeah, I reckon. And don't forget the contest on Saturday will be going out live over the webcast, so you can watch that too."
Mum didn't say anything, probably not wanting to commit to doing something she hated, so I said,
"Hey, you should see our hotel here, Mum. It has linen art."
"Linen art?"
"Where they twist your towels into swans or bears or whatever. Ours were alligators."
"Good grief. You wouldn't want that near your undercarriage, would you?"
I was still grinning at undercarriage when she went on with, "Aunt Zoe said you did smashing in California. She watched every one of your heats. What was this camera she was telling me about? 100 frames a second?"
1,000. Phantom cam.
A zip wire had been strung across the lineup at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz, and the phantom camera chased each surfer down the wave, catching every moment of the ride to be replayed in slow motion for the people watching over the internet.
"Did you see any of my heats, Mum?"
"I had a Mont Blanc of marking, more's the pity, but Aunt Zoe taught me all about it." I don't even know why I was disappointed. My mum hardly ever watched me surf. She said it was because she didn't know what she was looking at, couldn't appreciate all the manoeuvres, but I knew that was rubbish. She couldn't bear to see me try so hard, only to lose.
"Third place is fantastic. Well done, darling."
"Thanks, but, you know, it was out of only 10 girls.
Fantastic. End of story."
"When did you say the contest was?"
"Saturday at New Smyrna Beach."
"Is that in Miami?"
"No, it's a few hours away. We're going to get the coach there."
"Well, I promise I'll watch some of that one."
"Thanks, Mum," I said, almost certain that she wouldn't.
"I'm a bit nervous about it. There are only 2 other contests after this, and if I'm not top of the board, I probably have 0 chance of sponsorship."
"Is that even possible? From 4th?
"Yeah, everyone's expecting a lead change, because me, Beth, Leilani and Jeline are super close in points, and any of us could take the title." Which was as stressful as it was exciting, because it meant that the pressure was always on. Everything was up for grabs, and one bad day could mean the difference between taking the trophy at the end of the tour and having a real shot at a life as a professional surfer and getting nowhere. When Zeke had encouraged me to run for the face of Billabong UK, he told me it was going to be a huge deal. Billabong was looking for 10 girls internationally, one from each participating country, and the winner would receive a cheque for $5,000, magazine coverage and entry to a series of new girls' contests that would run parallel to the qualifying series. The idea was to use the same locations and dates as the main events, to guarantee an audience. They were apparently spending a lot of money, seriously investing in the future of women surfing. But it felt like everyone, including Billabong, had been disappointed in the lack of interest from the surf community. Sometimes it felt as if our contests were an afterthought, something that had to be shoved in, but never when the best waves were breaking. A pity contest.